Conscious Leadership Podcast, The Human Side of Leadership, where consciousness meets practical business leadership. The podcast dives into real challenges managers face, from team motivation to navigating change. Discover actionable insight, proven strategies, and inspiring stories to help you lead with clarity, authenticity, and impact. Whether you are an SME owner, a team leader, or simply passionate about conscious leadership, this podcast will equip you with the tools to build stronger teams, foster trust, and achieve sustainable success. Tune in, lead consciously, and make a difference. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Conscious Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Boris Nedved, and today I want to take a look into a challenge that might affect business teams at some point in time. Role uncertainty. For me, this is one of common obstacles in a group work, and it can significantly impact team performance, the morale, and the efficiency if you leave it unaddressed. So in this episode, I want to cover what role uncertainty is and how it occurs, the typical pitfalls teams face when roles are unclear, how to solve the role ambiguity and ensure that every team member knows their responsibilities, why an energetic team analysis can be a key to identify dysfunction and to realign a team, how personal triggers and team dynamics influence the role perception, and how your leadership style impacts role clarity and role allocation. So yeah, lots to cover, so let's start. First of all, what is, from my perspective, role uncertainty and how does it occur? When an individual starts his first job or moves from working alone to become part of a team, or when he or she changes the team, they will experience a shift in responsibilities. Instead of owning and doing all tasks independently, like if you've worked alone or if you come from university and you start your first job, and suddenly you have to share responsibilities and accountabilities with other team members. While this can create and contribute to a collaborative work culture, it can also lead to confusion about who is responsible for what, who is accountable for what, who does what. So there are some possible underlying causes of role uncertainty. For sure, the lack of clear job descriptions. When roles aren't defined, team members might assume overlapping responsibilities or avoid tasks altogether. They think, oh, it's not me who has to do a certain task, it's somebody else. The ambiguity and expectations from leadership. If a manager or leader does not clearly communicate expectations, the employees may assume something and they may struggle to understand the purpose and the task that needs to be done. Frequent changes in a team structure. When team members frequently shift, teams merge or get reorganized, role clarity can become blurred. Conflicting responsibilities. Sometimes team members are given tasks that contradict or overlap with another team member's responsibilities. So it's actually the leader, the manager, that possibly gives the wrong assignments, the wrong tasks to the wrong people. There's a lack of feedback and guidance. So without the proper guidance, the team members may hesitate actually to take ownership of responsibilities and tasks or accountabilities, fearing that they are stepping into another person's territory. And leadership inconsistency. And leaders and managers themselves lack role clarity of what they are supposed to do, what is the purpose of their team, of their group. They unknowingly pass on that uncertainty onto their teams. Another critical factor to consider is that collaboration itself may not work equally well for everyone in the team. People have different ways of processing information and working effectively. While some people may thrive in collaborative settings, others work best independently. Synthesizing multiple perspectives or evaluating information objectively is another element that can come in. For some, working in a team environment where ideas are constantly exchanged is energizing. For others, it can be overwhelming or even counterproductive. Some people are naturally independent workers who thrive when they have to space and the task allocated to them and to process the information on their own. They feel kind of whole with themselves and do not require external validation and process information quite rapidly. And they work best when allowed autonomy and may find excessive collaboration to be a distraction rather than a benefit. When individuals who prefer independent work are forced into constant collaboration, they may struggle with role uncertainty and disengagement because they don't expect it like that. They are not doing what they are doing best. On the other hand, some people are designed to work collaboratively. They love and need interactions with others. They may feel incomplete when working alone. They benefit from different perspectives and they take typically longer to process information. So the expectation of managers and leaders can create as well role confusion. Collaborative individuals should be given opportunities to work closely with others to enhance their productivity and engagement. So recognizing this within a team can help you as a leader to structure roles and responsibilities in a way that maximize the individual strengths rather than imposing a one-size-fits-all approach, which can create as well role confusion. When roles are unclear, it creates stress, it creates frustration, it creates inefficiency, and it may lead to task duplication because multiple team members may unknowingly work on the same task, leading to wasted time and resources. It might lead to unfinished tasks. So when no one is really sure who is responsible or accountable for doing something, crucial tasks may just be left incomplete, may be left out. There is decreased motivation and engagement. Employees who feel uncertain about their role tend to disengage. They don't see their impact. They don't see why they are like there. What do the tasks contribute to the overall team success? What's the impact? It can create interpersonal conflicts. Confusion over responsibilities can lead to friction, finger pointing and blaming within the team. Because I thought you do it and now I thought you do it. So there's a blaming and finger pointing happening. Leadership struggles. Managers may become frustrated when employees fail to take ownership and accountability of the tasks, even though expectations were, quote-unquote, made clear, were thought to be made clear, but they were actually never made clear. It can create as well high turnover rates because employees experiencing prolonged uncertainty, they often start seeking other opportunities elsewhere. So, how can you solve role uncertainty in your team? I think that the good news is that role uncertainty is fixable with the right approach. Clarifying roles and responsibilities. In your communication, ensure that every team member understands their role. And document responsibilities clearly so that you have a documentation set where people can rely on. Encourage open communication. Create a culture where employees feel comfortable asking questions about their role, about the expectations to their role, about the expectations to the tasks, or when they do not understand some tasks given to them, that they can voice up and get clarification. Use team alignment meetings, regular check-in. Ensure that everyone is on the same page regarding their responsibilities. Make sure that they understand what is their task allocation. And provide direct feedback. You as a leader, you should offer guidance on how employees are performing in their roles and address any confusion. So as well, be attentive to what is happening around you. Set boundaries and assign the right ownership. Clearly define which task is owned by whom to prevent an overlap and duplication of work. You can use an energetic team analysis. This is really a powerful tool that reveals whether a team is actually functional or dysfunctional and provides deep insights into this dynamic. Observe the team energy flow understanding, who naturally gravitates towards leadership, support, or execution roles, who is more independent, who is more collaborative, can prevent unnecessary struggles and help in clarifying roles. And develop your own leadership consistency. You as a leader must model clarity and stability, ensuring your directives do not add to the role confusion or role uncertainty. Now let me add some explanation why I think an energetic team analysis can be a crucial element for finding and fixing team dysfunction. Most traditional business models rely on job titles and hierarchy to define team roles. However, my perspective, this approach ignores the natural energetic flow of a team. The way people truly interact with each other, influence each other, and contribute beyond their job descriptions. So the energetic team analysis, such as BG5 and OC16, is a powerful tool for resolving uncertainty. Like traditional job descriptions that often fail to account for individual work styles, such analysis helps uncover natural ways team members process information, communicate, and contribute to the team. By understanding these deeper insights, these deeper dynamics, leaders like you can create an environment where employees feel aligned with their roles and responsibilities. It goes beyond the surface level role assignments and examines who thrives in an independent work versus who needs collaboration, who synthesizes information from multiple sources versus who processes information in a more fixed way, who needs variety in their interactions versus who requires structure and predictability, who reflects information objectively and who processes through their personal experience, who naturally leads versus who is a natural follower, who brings structure versus who innovates, who changes something, where energy is flowing efficiently and where it's blocked, where do you have stoppages, how do individuals impact one another on an energetic level, how do they really interact with each other at a really energetic level, and why certain teams struggle despite having clear role definitions. Yeah, BG5 and OC16, they have like a 54 digits number of unique possibilities that you can look at. And this method provides unmatched precision from my perspective in understanding team dynamics at an energetic level. Traditional assessment tools cannot account for such a deep level. And I've talked about it in my last episode about the assessment tools that are out there. That for me, there is an unmatched individual uniqueness level in BG5 and OC16 that is not there in any other tool. Another element that is revealed is actually triggering. Triggering is an interpersonal dynamic that happens between individuals in a team. And the analysis can offer insights into how each team member gives and receives elevations or challenges, helping leaders to pinpoint areas of harmony or tension. This dynamic influences who is likely to experience difficulty fitting into a team structure, who may struggle with interpersonal relationships within the team, and you can see who is like influencing whom in a certain way. Every team has its own personality, its own atmosphere or chemistry, and this is all shaped by these energetic interactions. A team with excessive triggering or imbalance will have a tense and not really harmonious atmosphere, and this affects productivity and collaboration. So by understanding this triggering dynamics, you as a leader can assess the imbalance, improve the team alignment, and create an environment where each member is positioned and placed according to their natural strengths. Yeah, okay, this was a small deviation from like the original topic, yet I'm so passionate about these findings, this information, that I wanted to mention it. Now, role uncertainty is one of, for me, one of the most common damaging challenges in a business team. Yet it's often overlooked until really dysfunction occurs and arises and is palpable and touchable and you can perceive it. Conscious leaders recognize that clear roles, open communication, and as well the energetic alignment are essential for building strong, high-performing teams. So here is my challenge for you. Observe your team this week. Do you see signs of role uncertainty, what I mentioned up there, what I mentioned before? Where is the confusion showing up? How do you perceive it? And what small action can you take today to clarify responsibilities within your team if you observe it? I would love to hear your experiences. So share your insights and let's really learn all from each other. Leave a comment, connect with me on LinkedIn, reach out to me or call me to understand the possibilities of energetic team analysis and what actions and outcomes and solutions it can offer. And share your thoughts on my website, humaninthecenter.com. So with that, thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, and stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Thank you for listening to the Conscious Leadership Podcast. Look forward to the next episode to come, and stay intentional, stay conscious, and keep leading with purpose. Until the next time, bye.